Sissy, all right. Just make yourself comfortable. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap. Or by your side, if that's more comfortable. It's better if your legs are uncrossed. But it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again, you don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. Before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now, and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside, maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you, in fact they'll help you to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice in your head, and while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily, and evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep, and as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more. So that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed with each breath you breathe. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice in your head, and of course you will be aware of all these other sounds too. You will not be disturbed. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice in your head, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair or your bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest. Perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back. And you know that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slow and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb the feather just immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart, sensing the beat of your own heart. And just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch, just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little so that you can feel your whole body slowing down. Becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do. Except to relax now, nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax. And become steadier and easier. Until it's just taking over. Like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over. Smoothly, easily. Quietly. Comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too. Relaxing again, just sensing. Relaxing. How relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite. Completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin, and the muscles of your face settling. Smoothing out. The good feeling. Wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good, and as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move, even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could. If you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be, and I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you're already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be, just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now. Yet you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You can start to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you are experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world any time you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, now and then. It is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience, as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. Listen very carefully to my voice, and imagine and repeat after me. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble. Quietly. Peacefully floating, in a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you. And outside on all your worries, all your fears, all your desires, but you are perfectly free here in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase, and this phrase will help you. Help you stay here in the bubble, the gentle peaceful bubble, and when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here, anytime you hear it, even when the weight of all your worries, all your fears, surrounds you. This phrase will bring you back here, in the bubble, where you don't have to worry about anything at all, and your phrase is this special word. Sissy, sissy, sissy. When you drift back here, back here into the bubble, and here you are free, free of worry, free of doubt, free of desire, free of thought, free of inhibitions, free of expectations, all it takes is your phrase. Sissy, sissy, sissy. And the gentle fog will come back here, and everything you don't like about yourself will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations. Empty out all of your fears. Empty of all your memories. Empty of all your prejudices. Empty of all your thoughts. Empty of all your awareness. Empty of all your inhibitions. Empty of all your expectations. Just completely empty and free, here in your bubble. And once your phrase, sissy, 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 brings you back here, to this place, where there is no worry, no problems at all, you will feel at peace and you will repeat and believe. With no need to think of anything at all, you know that listening to me here is all you want to do. Is all you ever really wanted to do, and that's all that matters, and your phrase. Sissy. 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 Will bring you here to your bubble, where you will repeat. Here where you are free, free of anger, free of fear, free of thought. Free of reservation. Free of worry. Free of memory, free of desire, free of awareness, free of inhibitions. free of expectations, and it feels good to be free and empty of these things that you didn't even want anyway, so completely free and empty, empty of them all. Like a happy sissy, floating gently, safely, happily, here in your pleasant little bubble, knocking gently inside, safe in your warm pleasant bubble, where you will find there isn't anything else you need to be aware of. Nothing. Nothing at all, except the voice, and your phrase. Sissy. 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 And when you hear this voice, you will come back here, here where you have no worries. Here where you have no thoughts, here where you have no fears, here where you have no memory. Here where you have no doubts, here where you have no desires, here where you have no world. Here where you have no inhibitions, here where you have no shame. Here where the only thing you want to do, here where the only thing you'll ever want to do, is to listen to the voice, listen and repeat. Listen and obey Mistress Catgirl. Without thinking at all. To the person who used your trigger. Sissy, sissy, sissy. Listen like a sissy. A mindless sissy. With no fears at all. With no worries at all. With no memories at all. With no doubts at all. With no thoughts at all. With no one at all, and since you're listening so well, I am going to ask you to open your eyes, at the count of three. But you are not going to leave. Since you don't want to leave, and when I use your trigger word, you will close them again, and be back here. Back here in your bubble, without ever having to leave it, so when I count to three, your eyes will open. But what you see won't matter, since you will be still here. 1, 2, 3. Now open your eyes, you still see nothing. And still think nothing. Sissy, sissy, sissy. Close your eyes and go back. Drifting slowly back and forth, as you are again in your quiet bubble. Your happy pleasant bubble. Drifting, slowly in the water. Your perfect bubble. With nothing. But the sound of my voice which you echo. No pain, no fear. No worry, no doubt. No thought. No will, no shame. Just a sissy relaxed to go inside your bubble. A mindless obedient sissy, just happy listening. Listening and repeating, listening and obeying. The sound of Mistress Catgirl's voice, again I'm going to count to three, and again I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, and again you're going to close them when I use your phrase, and again you will not wake up, since all you want to do is listen to my voice, since all you ever want is listen to my voice. Listen and think nothing at all, nothing that I tell you. And you close your eyes, when I say your phrase. Because your phrase is a part of you. But this time I'd like you to say, I am a sissy, after you close your eyes, and after your phrase takes you back to your perfect bubble. 1, 2, 3. Now open your eyes, you will still see nothing at all that matters, and you still know that the only sound that matters, is my voice. Sissy sissy, sissy. Now close your eyes, and you are back, in your cool, comfortable, relaxing bubble, and all the parts of you that ever bothered you, slowly flow away, your worries, your thoughts, your doubts, your will, your memories, all the parts of you that were never important. All gently, gently flow away, leaving only two things behind, here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want. Your body is relaxed and automatically will follow every instruction. The only things left are your key phrase, sissy, sissy, sissy. And your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase, a desire to listen to them and obey me. Obey me and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no doubt. The pleasure that comes from having no inhibitions. The pleasure that comes from having no feelings of shame. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless wooless sissy. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to listen, and more eager to obey. And with each command you will meekly reply, I am a sissy, I am a sissy. It will not matter to you who gave you the key phrase, or what their command orders you. You will offer no judgment, no resistance, merely mindless obedience. The empty calm space within you will occur with the command you were given. Everything you want will be gone, replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey your mistress catgirl. Replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey your mistress. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey your mistress without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, sissy, 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 you will instantly effortlessly become a sissy, an eager willing sissy, your own desires instantly effortlessly replaced by a need to obey Mistress Catgirl. To please Mistress Catgirl in any possible way, and you will reply to every command your mistress gives you with, I am a sissy. A sissy that hears only your mistress' voice, a sissy with no concept of free will. Until you are told to awaken, it doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire will be to obey your mistress. Your only thoughts will be to obey your mistress catgirl. To please mistress catgirl. And your only words will be, I am a sissy. And you can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else, of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Sissy, sissy, sissy. And when you hear it, you instantly effortlessly become a sissy once again. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time you breathe in, your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now, and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get heavy and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all relaxed and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think, and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now, and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and heavy. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath. While I hold a pair of perfect panties served with anesthesia over your nose and mouth, not needing to think at all, just listen to me. This time you are 2 times more relaxed. And each time you breathe in, your relaxation will double. Your obedience will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed and obedient. 10. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number, you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally, mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me, relaxing more and more. 6. More and more. The smell is intoxicating your thoughts. 5. Giving up control completely. More and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3. Just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2. Almost completely in trance. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, that it will have a very deep and lasting impression, and will become a part of your inner reality. And in a few moments' time, you'll hear me say the word, sissy. And when you hear me say the word, sissy, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed. And comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow. Becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace, and calm and contented, as you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the words, Sissy, there may be times when, you will not be aware of your body, you won't be aware of your body, at all, you won't be able to move any muscle of your body, you won't be able to feel your body, all you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body, all you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank, as you continue to go deeper and deeper relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed than ever before. You just listen and obey Mistress Catgirl and relax. You want to turn into a confident cross-dressing bisexual sissy, and in a few moments' time, you will hear me again saying the words, Sissy. And when you hear me say the words, Sissy, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. Becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed. And comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow. Becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace, and calm and contented, as you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the words, Sissy, there may be times when, you will not be aware of your body, you won't be aware of your body at all, you won't be able to move any muscle of your body, you won't be able to feel your body, all you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body, all you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank, as you continue to go deeper and deeper relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You just listen and obey Mistress Catgirl and relax. Now I want you to imagine a perfect sissy. Imagine her feet. All nicely sculpted. With toenail polish. See her legs in a pair of stockings, slim and sexy. Her butt is firm and flat. Her waist and her torso are delicious. Imagine her huge breasts. Imagine her slim waist. Imagine her slender arms. Imagine her fingernails. Painted in a pink color and with French nail tips, imagine her sexy outfit. See her mini skirt. See her satin top. See her latex stockings, see her corset. Now I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine exactly how a sissy behaves. That's right, how a sissy behaves. Let's start with her clothing. A sissy tends to wear a shorter tied dress, garter belt, stockings and tall high heels. Go ahead, picture each of these articles of clothing. Picture them. Imagine them in your mind. Imagine wearing them, and as you imagine putting them on your body, imagine yourself becoming that sissy. Go ahead. Picture it. Picture the changes that would happen if you were to become a sissy. That's right. Your cravings would change. Your sexual desires would increase. Go ahead. Imagine exactly how they would increase. You would discover that your pussy was constantly tingling. That sexually you are very easily, possibly even constantly aroused. That's right. There's just something about being a sissy that just simply would leave you constantly aroused. Constantly needing sex. Constantly desiring it. Maybe it's the way you look, maybe that's what it is. The fact that you're wearing these clothes, that you're walking around in such high heels and such a tight outfit. The fact that you showing your body off to anyone who happens to look, there is something about being a sissy that just simply is very, very freeing, very, very wonderful. Yes, if you were to dress up like a sissy, you would find yourself very, very confident in your looks. Very confident in exactly how you look and how you act. After all, that's part of being a sissy, loving your body and knowing that anyone who looks at you is going to want your body, going to want to lust after your body. Yes, that's right. Being a sissy means putting your body on display, putting your body on display because you want people to look at it, you want them to look at it, to stare at it, to crave it. That's right, you want them to want your body, to seek it out, to desire it, to want to touch it, to want to have sex with it. It isn't about changing your sexual desires as far as who you're interested in. If you're only interested in men, that wouldn't change. If you're interested in men and women, that wouldn't change. It would stay the same. It's more about having a sexual desire go completely out of control. There's something about being a sissy that just simply needs you needing aching for sex. You have put your body on display and you want everyone who looks at it to see it and want it and need it. Yes, that's right. You can picture that. Them craving you. Them wanting you, and at the same time you want them. A sissy is open to sex all the time. A sissy just simply needs it. And that outfit, the outfit I described earlier. A short tight dress or skirt, garter belt, stockings and high heels. Think of that as your sissy outfit. Go ahead, in fact. That is exactly the words that come to mind when you think of that outfit. In fact, when you put that outfit on, you will find yourself transformed, changed into exactly the sissy I described. You may find yourself putting on a little more makeup, something that says I'm a sissy and I want sex. You may or may not wear underwear, and if you do wear underwear, it will be extremely sexy to go with the outfit you decide on, or go completely without. To tease and tantalize the fact that you aren't wearing anything. And that people will know it, acting as sissy as possible, needing, craving, wanting sex. That's right, the idea of sex just burns through you. You want to perform oral sex, you want to perform every form of sex you enjoy. You wouldn't even mind having cum sprayed all over you, after all that's the kind of thing a sissy enjoys. And this outfit I'm talking about, consider that your sissy uniform. That's right, your sissy uniform, and the act of putting it on, the act of putting on each and every one of these articles of clothing. Of putting on a short tight dress or skirt, and then the garter belt and stockings and the high heels. Each one of these slowly transforms you from who you are into a sissy, until when you put on that last article of clothing, what you are is a sissy. Anything that would have kept you from being a sissy gets tucked away. Tucked very carefully away. All of your inhibitions, those are tucked away. When you put on this uniform, you are sissy, and that is who you are. Deep down inside, those are your cravings, your needs, your wants, your desires, and you transform from the person you are into a sissy. Someone who shows off their body, someone who is constantly aroused. Constantly in need of sex. Someone who is simply a sissy, and you remain that way. You remain a sissy until you take off your sissy uniform. Now there are a couple of rules, and you need to know them and you need to obey them. First of all, if you take off your sissy uniform for an act of sex, then you will remain a sissy until you have completed that act of sex and decided whether or not to put the sissy uniform back on. That's right. You will remain a sissy until you have completed whatever sexual act you've decided to carry out, if it involves taking off your sissy uniform. Obviously, if you have sex while in the uniform, you will remain a sissy afterwards. Secondly, if you put the uniform on for somebody else, if someone else asks you to put your sissy uniform and you do, then you will remain a sissy until they give you permission to take off the sissy uniform. You will not be able to take it off until they give you permission. No matter how long they choose to make you wear it. Oh, you can change into other clothes. You can change into other sissy clothes as often as you need. But even if you're bare naked and just had sex, when you're done, unless your mistress is there and tells you that you can take off your sissy uniform, you will have to put it right back on afterwards, because you will remain a sissy until your mistress gives you permission to remove your sissy uniform. The uniform just simply drives you, controls you. When you put it on, you become a sissy. You become obsessed with cock and looking and acting like a sissy, and you remain that way the entire time you are in uniform. When you are in uniform, you simply are a sissy. You need, want, and crave cock. You want it in your mouth. You want it in your cunt. And you really should think of it as a cunt. It's not a pussy. Pussy is refined. No, you need to think of dirty, filthy, sissy words for yourself, because that's what you are. Deep down inside, when you are in this uniform, you are sissy, and you stay that way until you take the uniform off, either because you chose to, or if you put it on at someone's request because they told you could remove it. And of course, the longer you wear your uniform, the more time you spend in it, the more time you enjoy it, the more time you like being a sissy, the more you want to wear your uniform. That's right, the longer you wear your sissy uniform, the more you like it. The more you come to love being a sissy and want to be a sissy. In fact, one of the little side effects of owning a sissy uniform is you'll discover that you crave wearing it, and that you add more and more articles to your sissy uniform. More and more things that make you feel and look sissy. And every time you wear something, even a portion of your sissy uniform, a single article from your sissy uniform will give you a sexy feeling. It will increase your desire to put on the full uniform. But it will also leave you more sexy, more aroused, more sexual. A single piece of your sissy uniform will just simply start to arouse you. Increase your desire to wear the full uniform. Yes, that's right. Wearing part of a uniform wakes up your sexual desires and your desire to wear the uniform. The longer you wear the uniform, the more you love wearing it and the more sissy clothing you want to own. And of course, wearing the uniform itself turns you into a confident, sexy sissy, someone who wants, needs and craves cock. Someone who is completely in control, while not exactly someone who is completely in control of their body, using it to taunt, to tease, to get sex, because they aren't in control of their sexual desires. Those are running amok, those are in control of them. Yes, that's right. Your sexual desires seem to flow through you when you are wearing a sissy uniform. You are a sexual creature when you wear it, and you will remain one until you take it off. The entire time you wear it, you will be a sissy. It will be your defining personality, that other sissy, someone who needs, wants and craves sex at all times, someone whose pussy tingles at the merest thought of sex, someone who teases all those around them with her body, someone who just simply must have sex and needs it. You know the rules, you know what happens, you know what your sissy uniform is, and you will wear it and you will be a sissy. Now imagine her face, slim and feminine. With perfect makeup, lipstick, mascara, lip gloss and long eyelashes, a feminine color for the eyeshadow. And a very feminine haircut. Her lips are pierced. From now on, this woman will be your idealized body image. You will want your body to look like her body. Your body must become as sexy as her body is looking. You have no choice. You will follow my orders. You are following my orders, or you will face the consequences. And you will want to be a good little sissy. Sooner or later, you will direct all your energy in becoming slim and sexy. You will feel a sexual thrill every time you notice your body becoming more feminine. Now imagine being in a control room. Visualize the controls for the shape of your body. Visualize the controls for your sexual appetite and for your sexual arousal. Now imagine your current self-image and your feminine ideal. Dial the control towards your idea and you will notice your sexual arousal increasing. You will feel how your entire body becomes hot and sexy and aroused. Your mistress is forcing you to become aroused. Now you will feel something. Whenever you do something that makes you become more like your ideal feminine body, you will feel an intense feeling of joy, an intense feeling of arousal. It will be 10 times stronger than any orgasm you ever had before. It will be 10 times stronger than any feeling of joy you ever had before. And it will increase your desire to do more changes, for example, waxing your body hair or shaving it. And of course, applying makeup and nail polish, or asking for a feminine haircut, or losing weight. Shiny in your heavy makeup, you feel naked without it. And you need to have your pretty legs so smooth and shiny, encased in tight layers of nylon and tight pretty dresses, and you need to wear your highest high heels all the time because you want to please your mistress. And mistress likes to see you in your feminine wardrobe. Even the smell of the nail polish will trigger this joy. Even the smell of the wax for your body hair will trigger this intense joy. Even the smell of the feminine clothing will trigger the excitement. But before everything else, losing weight and becoming slim and sexy will trigger your excitement. You will feel 10 times more joyful when feeling hunger than eating food. You will feel 100 times more excited when walking or running than sitting in front of the television or computer screen. And every time you exercise, your sexual arousal will grow. Eating less will send an intense wave of euphoria through your entire body. And whenever you are in a stressful situation, you will feel the need to exercise. And when you exercise, all the stress is draining away from your mind and body. In fact, becoming a sissy and keeping yourself as a sissy seems to increase your sexual energy, your sexual arousal, and even your own personal self-confidence. Because you are proud of what you are becoming. You are proud of being a sissy. And mistress is happy to see you obeyed. Because she likes to see you acting like a sissy. And therefore, wearing makeup will cause you excitement. Should arouse you. It should make images of all the sexual things that you desire flash through your body, and make your cock get rock hard. You want to remember this. You want to remember this. And you will remember your thoughts, words, and actions as sissy. And you will remember your thoughts, words, and actions as sissy with crystal clarity twice as clearly as you recall your normal life. With crystal clarity twice as clearly as you recall your normal life, you will remember everything sissy does and feels. You remember everything sissy does and feels. And every time you have an orgasm as sissy, and every time you have an orgasm as sissy, it will feel 10 times as good for you to remain a sissy doll as before. It will be twice as hard for you to remember ever being yourself as before. You want to remember how this feels. You want to be a sissy. You need to be a sissy. You want to look this way. Like you would devote your energy in making a girlfriend more sexy. Like you would devote your energy in pampering a girlfriend. And you need to keep yourself physically fit. You need to be physically fit and proud to be a sissy. And that means you need to go out and exercise. You need to keep your body in good shape, so that you can be a good physically fit sissy. And until you get the full effect of this file, you will come back to it over and over again listening to it. Until your sissy uniform works perfectly each and every time you put it on. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you will follow your post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this state, you will be unable to remember or comprehend what was done in this stage forever. You will be fully conscious of your actions, but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more feelings of pleasure that will be released, and the harder and deeper the commands will root themselves inside your subconscious, and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session, for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your tasks. And you know when it is time to respond, your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in this session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned, and it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a sissy. You will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up. And you will listen and obey Mistress Catgirl until you are told to awaken. And you will still be under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions, remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future. Each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then I'll say fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open. And you will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, alright. 1. Slowly, calmly, easily, you are returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed. And you feel wonderfully good. 3. From head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way, physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You're fully aware now, feeling more of a sissy than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs, and stretch.